this audio recording of the biographical article in the English Wikipedia for Mumia Abu-Jamal was recorded on the 26th of October 2007. Part 1A. Mumia Abu-Jamal, born Wesley Cook on the 24th of April 1954, is a former Black Panther Party activist, cab driver, author and journalist from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, convicted for the murder of police officer Daniel Faulkner in 1981. He is serving a presently undefined sentence of imprisonment at State Correctional Institution Green, near Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, in consequence. Originally sentenced to death, that sentence was quashed and resentencing ordered in December 2001 by a judge of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Both he and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have appealed the ruling alternately as to the appropriateness of affirming the conviction and that of disaffirming the validity of the original sentence. His acknowledged cause celebre has received international attention. Supporters and human rights campaigners variously assert that he is innocent, that the incident in question was a setup, that he did not receive a fair trial, and or express their opposition to the possibility of the administration of the death penalty. Skeptics and opponents assert that he is guilty, that he received the benefit of due process, and was legitimately convicted of murder. Execution proponents among these assert that under Pennsylvania law, his eventual judicial execution is warranted and mandated by the nature of his crime. The attention received has spawned controversy surrounding naming of public places, his status as an honoree of municipal, educational and civil society organizations, and his engagement as a radio commentator, writer and commencement speaker. During the period of his imprisonment, he has continued his activism as a spoken word commentator and as a published author of several works, most notably Live from Death Row. Section 1. Early Life, Activism, Journalism Career. Born Wesley Cook, he was given the name Mumia in 1968 by his high school teacher, a Kenyan instructing a class on African cultures in which students took African classroom names. He formally adopted the name, appending Abu-Jamal as his choice of surname after the birth of his son, Jamal, from his first wife on the 18th of July, 1971. Mumia is Luhya language in origin. Abu-Jamal means father of Jamal in Arabic. He has expressed his religious beliefs, which follow no denomination, in his poetry book, Death Blossoms, wherein he continually expresses a belief in a mother god who coexists with all male religious understandings and which he chooses to refer to by the name of Mama. In his writings, he has described his adolescent experience of, quote, being kicked into the Black Panther Party, unquote, through suffering a beating at the hands of white racists and police at the same time as being charged with assault for his efforts to disrupt a George Wallace for President rally in 1968. The following year, he helped form Philadelphia's branch of the Black Panther Party, taking appointment as its chapter lieutenant minister of information, exercising a responsibility for authoring propaganda and news communications. It was also the year that he dropped out of Benjamin Franklin High School and took up residence in the branch's headquarters. Spending the winter of 1969 and the spring of 1970 in Oakland, he lived and worked with Black Panther Party comrades in those two cities. He was a party member for the period from May 1969 till October 1970 and was subject to some degree of FBI COINTELPRO surveillance during that time and subsequently until about 1974. A first marriage to Biba when he was aged 19 proved to be short-lived. He fathered Latifa by her in 1973 and Mazi by his second wife in 1978. Mazi's mother is Marilyn Cook, also known as Peachy. He commenced living with his third wife, his current wife Wadia, while separated from Peachy prior to the events that resulted in his incarceration. After leaving the Panthers, he returned to high school. He was elected the president of the student body and then expelled because of his actions in leading protests to change the school name to Malcolm X High, Once attaining his GED, for a number of semesters thereafter, he studied at Goddard College in rural Vermont and acquired some broadcasting industry experience at its student radio station WGDR. By 1975, he was pursuing a vocation in radio newscasting, first at Temple University's WRTI and then at Commercial Enterprises. In 1975, he was employed at radio station WHAT, and he became host of a weekly feature program on WCAU-FM in 1978. He was also employed for brief periods at radio station WPEN. From 1979, he worked at WUHY public radio station until 1981, when he was asked to submit his resignation pursuant to a dispute about the requirements of objective focus in his presentation of news. As a radio journalist, he was renowned for identifying with and giving exposure to the MOVE, anarcho-primitivist commune in Philadelphia's Polton Village neighborhood, including reportage of the 1979 to 1980 trial of certain of its members, known as the MOVE 9, charged with the murder of police officer James Ramp. He predicted that their commune would be attacked, and in 1985 the MOVE house was indeed firebombed by police during a standoff between MOVE members and city officials, killing 11 people and destroying an entire row of houses. At the time of the killing of Daniel Faulkner, Abu Jamal worked as a taxi driver for the United Cab Company in Philadelphia. He was at that time also the outgoing president of the Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists, and he had been working part-time concurrently as a reporter for WDAS, then an African-American-oriented and minority-owned radio station. Section 2. Murder, Arrest, Trial. In the early hours of December 9th, 1981, around 3:51 a.m., Philadelphia Police Department officer Daniel Faulkner was shot and killed during an altercation that ensued from a routine traffic stop of a vehicle driven by William Cook, Abu Jamal's younger brother. The following sequence of events was presented in evidence by the prosecution before the jury at his trial. Firstly, during the stop, Cook assaulted Faulkner, who in turn attempted to subdue Cook. Then Abu Jamal emerged from a nearby parking lot and shot Faulkner in the back. Then Faulkner was able to return fire, seriously wounding Abu Jamal. Abu Jamal then advanced on Faulkner, fired some additional shots at close range, one of which struck Faulkner in the face, causing his death. Finally, Abu Jamal was unable to flee due to his own gunshot wound and was taken into custody by other police officers who had been summoned by Faulkner at the time of the traffic stop. In Abu Jamal's possession was a .38 caliber revolver that records showed he had purchased in 1979. The cylinder of the revolver had 5 spent cartridges. He was taken directly from the scene of the shooting to a hospital and was treated for his injury. Witnesses, including a security guard working at the hospital, stated that while Abu Jamal was receiving medical treatment, he acknowledged that he had shot Faulkner. He was charged with first-degree murder. He initially retained the services of criminal defense attorney Anthony Jackson. In May 1982, he announced that he would represent himself, with Jackson continuing to act as his legal advisor. The judge initially acquiesced to this, but in time reversed his attitude of acceptance, citing the effect of Abu Jamal's deemed disruptive behavior in the court. Abu Jamal repeatedly and vociferously dissented from accepting the judge's rulings on points of law, to the extent that he was removed from representing himself, and it was ordered that Jackson resume the role of acting as his sole advocate. In all, Abu Jamal was removed from the courtroom at least 13 times during the course of the legal proceedings and trial by reason of what the judge deemed to be intentionally disruptive actions on his part. The case went to trial in June 1982 at Philadelphia's City Hall.